Hi guys, today I'd like to talk to you guys about how hot yoga has improved my well-being. Before we get into the how, let me explain my history with exercise and fitness. I wasn't so athletic growing up. In fact, I had a fear of sports. My mom told me from an early age that I was bad at sports. She told me it was in my genes because she wasn't good at sports, which I believe was wrong. Just because you couldn't do it doesn't mean your kid can't. And by saying that to your kid, you're limiting their potential. To kids, parents' approval mean everything because they're kids and parents are the people they usually spend most time with. So a lot of our beliefs and the way we think comes from our childhood. It comes from what our parents projected on us. I'll give you guys a second to think about that. Anyways, I grew up with my mom constantly saying that I wasn't good at anything. Every time I asked her, "Mom, can I try soccer? Or can I take dance lessons? Or can I join the lacrosse team?" She would say, "No way, you're not going to be good at it anyway, so why would you even bother trying?" And this voice of hers stayed with me for many years. Every single time I tried to do something, that voice in my head would start talking me out of it. And I'm sure we've all had that voice in our head, that voice that tells us, "You're not good enough." Well, it's time you tell that voice to shut the fuck up because it's not true. I'm 25 and I recently started running at the gym. I grew up thinking I was bad at running, like my mom said. And let me tell you, that was a lie. I wasn't bad at running. In fact, I was never a terrible runner. I don't think anyone is a terrible runner. As long as you have legs that move and a healthy heart, what's stopping you from running? Like, of course, you're not gonna be good at running in the beginning. It's gonna take practice. You're gonna need to be consistent with it. But doesn't that go with everything you do in life? All right, now let's get into the topic. Because I grew up thinking I was bad at sports, I didn't really give sports a try. But a few months ago, I joined a hot yoga studio and I love it. At first, I thought I was terrible at it and I hated how my body looked. Like, I tried so hard not to look in the mirror and I would sit in the back of the room. But nowadays, I sit in the first row right in front of the mirror, and I feel so much more confident. And last year, around December, I went through a very traumatic experience in my life, and my mental health declined like crazy. But going to yoga really brought a lot of peace into my life. I learned to be more patient, and I started to focus on my overall health. I started eating foods that gave me energy and made me feel good. I started drinking more water and taking more steps in a day. I even stopped listening to sad music. I would delete them off of my Spotify playlists. I still have a sad songs playlist, but I haven't played it in weeks. I've tried so many ways to improve my mental health, and yoga has been working the most so far. But not just yoga, also going to the gym and also taking supplements like magnesium. And some of you may already know this, but I've had severe depression for many years. There were times I couldn't brush my teeth for weeks or take a bath for days. And you might be thinking, depression can get that bad to the point you can't even take care of yourself? Well, depression gets so bad, people kill themselves. So, yes, depression is a huge health concern. And I'm still working on getting better every day. So, if you're someone who wants a change in your life or wants your depression to get better, start moving. Take a walk. Go to a yoga class. Do some workouts. Whatever you do, don't stop and sit around in your house because this is what I did. I just lay down in bed and not do anything. And this just made everything worse. I thought staying inside and lying down would bring me peace, but it just made me feel like a rotten egg. The best treatment for depression may just be exercise because in those times, I was extremely depressed. I wasn't exercising at all. Like, do you guys remember what COVID was like? We were trapped inside our houses, not moving much, right? We were all so unhappy back then. But now that lockdown days are over and we're able to move around more freely, I think a lot of us improved our mental health. Thanks to yoga, I can focus better and my sleep quality improved. I feel more confident about my body, and yoga encouraged me to listen to my body and mind. It increased self-awareness, and I now have a deeper understanding of my emotions and thoughts. And now that I've tried it, I know now my mom was wrong. I couldn't do some yoga poses at first, but now I'm getting used to them and it feels so good. So you might be thinking, well, even if I want to try yoga or some sort of exercise, I'm not good at it. I want you to try first and keep trying. Don't expect to get fast results, because remember, progress is linear. You are gonna suck at it first, but eventually you'll get there. Prove that voice in your head wrong. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I have two announcements to make.
4月に3つワークショップを開催します。1つ目が自然なネイティブ日常英会話を学ぶ講座で、2つ目がリスニングの講座で、3つ目がビジネス英語の講座です。今日から受付開始をしているので、よかったらホームページの詳細を見てください。あと4月に東京と大阪でミートアップを開催します。詳細もまだちょっと決まってないんですが、今日か明日インスタのストーリーで先にあげようかなと思ってるので、興味ある方はぜひ見てください。
Okay, thank you guys so much. I hope I can talk to you guys soon. And have a great weekend. Okay, toodaloo.